I'm Carol Coletta, and this is Smart City. Today we have two guests who are reimagining some persistent ideas from the 20th century. Alex Steffen is a journalist and author who runs the organization worldchanging.com. The site practices what Alex calls solution-based journalism on the environment and has become the go-to source for forward-thinking solutions on climate change and sustainability. And we'll talk with Harvard professor William Julius Wilson. He's written extensively on race in America, from his seminal work When Work Disappears to his latest, More Than Just Race, Being Black and Poor in the Inner City. Professor Wilson joins us to talk about reframing the relationship between race and poverty. All this, plus the latest news from Planet Edison and our City Views commentator Walker Smith, coming up on Smart City right after this news.
Hi, I'm Scotty. I'm your intrepid producer for Smart City, and I'd like to invite you to continue the conversation from the radio show on our social networking site, My City. There's a lot of great conversations going on there right now, exploring in depth the themes and the topics that we're talking about on the show. We'd like to have you join the conversation. Send me an email, Scotty, S-C-O-T-T-Y, at smartcityradio.com, and I'll send you an invite. Join My City. And now, on with the show.
You're listening to Smart City. I'm Carol Coletta. It's often hard to find good news about the environment. Most media outlets are content to report on the latest scientific findings or heated political battle. But my guest, Alex Steffen, goes one step beyond through his organization, worldchanging.com. World Changing is a Seattle-based not-for-profit that practices what Alex calls solutions-based journalism. Alex, what is World Changing about world changing?
Well, what we try to do is really tackle the big problems from the point of view of solutions. So many of the folks who engage with these questions tend to get hung up on the magnitude of the problem, on the difficulties and complexities of them, and tend to disagree profoundly about the flavor of solution to apply. What we found is that when you practice solutions-based journalism, when you really come at these questions from the point of view of how can we make things better, that in fact there's a lot of agreement and a lot more innovation out there than tends to be widely understood.
What are the big problems?
The big problems we face are an interconnected set of environmental and social and political problems. The environmental ones, obviously, climate change is something that everyone knows about, but also there's issues like ecosystem collapse and the extinction of species. Related to these things, of course, are both the ways in which we've gained prosperity here in the developed world and the challenge of raising people out of poverty in the developing world. And then, of course, added to that are all the regular sort of political and international problems that we're used to wrestling with over the years.
I think the interconnectedness of environmental problems with social or behavioral problems are a fascinating topic. How do you attach those two things together? And where do you find the people who can do that for you?
Well, I think that the key is recognizing that environmental problems are not nature or science problems. They're human problems, that they are not things that happen out there somewhere. They are things that are happening in our communities and because of the ways that we've structured the delivery of the prosperity we take for granted. If you're going to look for people who are getting this, who are figuring out how to address this interconnection between social and environmental problems, you really need to look no farther than the cutting edge of both those fields. There's a real merging together of the understanding of environmental problems, of climate problems, of development problems, of urbanization problems, of health problems of poverty and access to prosperity. The practitioners of these fields, the folks who are really on the cutting edge of each of these things, are recognizing that they can't fix the thing they work on without the help of all the other people who are working on the parts the problem elsewhere.
What was your ambition when you registered the URL worldchanging.com? I mean, that's pretty audacious.
Well, there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek cockiness there. But also, part of what we wanted to talk about was the idea that there are solutions out there that aren't just little fixes, right? That we do have the capacity to actually take on and tackle really enormous challenges, and that in many cases, tackling those challenges is going to leave us better off and better prepared to tackle other challenges.
Give me an example of what you mean.
Well, a great example would be energy and oil. We know, for example, that climate change is a very pressing problem, and we know that the biggest single component of the solution is to stop using so many fossil fuels and eventually get ourselves off fossil fuels altogether. If we do that, we will find that we have done a bunch of other things. We will have also increased health and well-being because fossil fuels are toxic in both their extraction and their use. We will also have helped stabilize a number of very unstable parts of the planet because there's a real tendency for oil dollars to lead to despotic regimes and warfare. But, you know, we'll also have found, I think, that we have invented a way of living that is simply more pleasurable, that uses energy more efficiently, that is more economical, that leads us to greater prosperity.
I think this is a great example you've given, energy and oil. And yet, an individual can't do much about energy and oil. So what's the entry point to a solution that says we're going to use less energy and less oil? How do you get people's attention so that they can really focus on that problem?
I think that we have made a pretty profound mistake in assuming that the only way that people are willing to engage with big problems and try to bring forth big solutions is as individual consumers. Not only is this something that just simply won't work, right? We can't shop our way to a better planet. It's also something that I think profoundly insults the dignity and capacities of everyday people. Democracy is founded on the idea that groups of people coming together have the capacity to choose well and act boldly. And I think that we have really poorly served our larger communities by